Kenya's President Mwai Kibaki launched a $470 million aid appeal today to help millions of drought-affected and hungry people at a time when his government is mired in corruption scandals. The appeal comes as news broke of the murder of an Italian missionary priest in the capital, Nairobi. The 81-year-old Italian missionary, Father Giuseppe Bertina, was killed by burglars during a break-in at his office. His body was discovered this morning. Staying in Kenya, citizens of the Mount Elgon district in the country this weekend are celebrating the return of peace after 3 years of violent unrest in the region, where a dispute over land ownership sparked violence that killed an estimated 500 people and displaced another 100,000. A showcase of song, dance, and other cultural events were held today ahead of the peace run tomorrow, where several star athletes will join the locals in marathon races. Communications manager at the Kenya Red Cross Society, Titus Mungo, revisited the conflict with us.
About 3 years now, Mount Elgon District has experienced a volatile situation of land clashes owing to subdivision of a scheme that about 7,000 people were supposed to be beneficiaries, but instead about 1,700 were given the land by the provincial administration. And therefore, those who missed out, especially the young men, moved into the forest and were attacking villages and attacking those who benefited, hence uprooting close to 100,000 people from the district. And the land was inhabited, actually, because no other group could cultivate or do anything. So for all this time, the atrocities that happened, chopping of people's ears, killings to about 500 people dead, and displacement of those thousands who moved out of the district.